Ontario's hospitals are caring for more than 3,600 COVID-positive patients, though not all were admitted to hospital because of COVID-19. About 54% of Ontario's hospitalized COVID-19 patients were admitted because of COVID-related illness, and there are 410 patients in ICUs because of COVID-19, including 275 patients on ventilators. On January 13, Public Health Ontario is reporting 9,909 new COVID cases. However, new case counts no longer reflect COVID-19 transmission in the province as testing is reserved nearly exclusively for hospitalized patients, and residents and staff at high-risk congregate settings. To date, Public Health Ontario has confirmed 915,940 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 783,214 recoveries and 10,480 deaths. The January 13 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data: cases 19,816, recoveries and 35 deaths since yesterday's report. The deaths reported have all occurred within the last month. There are 122,246 active, lab-confirmed cases, down from 132,188 reported yesterday. The new cases reported today include 1,336 unvaccinated people, 303 partially vaccinated people, and 7,753 fully vaccinated people. 517 cases were reported with vaccination status unknown. The 7-day average by vaccination status indicated 55 cases per 100,000 unvaccinated people, 42 cases per 100,000 partially vaccinated people, and 74 cases per 100,000 fully vaccinated people. Lab-confirmed testing is mostly limited to those who live in high-risk congregate care settings or work in them. As such, a majority of the people being tested are fully vaccinated as per provincial or workplace mandatory vaccine policies. Hospitalizations: 3,630 people are in hospital testing positive for COVID-19. Of those, 54% were admitted because of COVID-19, and the other 46% were admitted for a different reason and tested positive for COVID. Included in the hospitalizations are 698 unvaccinated cases, 179 partially vaccinated cases, and 1,894 fully vaccinated cases. There are 500 patients in Ontario ICUs with COVID, and 82% were admitted for COVID-19-related critical illness. 18% of COVID-positive ICU patients were admitted for other reasons but tested positive. There are 275 COVID patients on ventilators. Included in the ICU counts are 165 unvaccinated cases, 15 partially vaccinated cases, and 181 fully vaccinated cases. Testing: the province reported 58,831 tests were processed yesterday, resulting in a 21.4% positivity. Another 79,521 tests are still being processed. As of today's report, 11.5 million people in Ontario, 78% of the population, are fully vaccinated, and 5% of the province has one dose of COVID vaccine. There are 5.1 million people in Ontario with three doses of vaccine. The cumulative average incidence rate in the province is 6,216.5 cases per 100,000 people in Ontario. Ontario's average 7-day incidence rate from January 3 to January 9 was 543.1 cases per 100,000 people, which decreased 22% over the 7-day period starting on December 28. For more on the province's breakdown of vaccination status, click here. Simcoe Muskoka. The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit reported 300 new COVID cases in its January 12 report, with the caveat that the number of lab-confirmed cases no longer reflects actual transmission in the community because few people are eligible for a PCR test. 31 Simcoe Muskoka residents were hospitalized because of COVID-19, and 7 people are in ICUs. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 26,699 cases of COVID-19, with 18,041 of those cases recovered and 296 cases ending in death. The 7-day incidence rate for Simcoe Muskoka between January 3 to January 9 was 493.6 cases per 100,000 people, which is down by 21.2% compared to the week of December 28. case incidence rates are underestimated because most people can't get tested. In Grey Bruce region, the incidence rate between January 3 and January 9 was 319.6 cases per 100,000 people, which is down by 20.2% over the week of December 28.